Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thanks to Toby for the update. Back from Madrid, we're Grant and Danny. We are sponsored exclusively by the law firm Condori and Murat, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. They handle it all. They want to protect you and your family, so schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com and mention us for a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. So, Toby, the last time we talked to you, you had just gotten out of a store where we played a little over-under guessing game on how much you had spent. And it was about $500 in Commanders merch. That hat's not new, is it?
It's new.
Oh, that's a brand new hat?
It is.
Good-looking hat.
Yeah, you see the little red and yellow for the Spain flag.
Okay.
In there with the W.
I like that. And I know the hoodie you showed me is new. He's also wearing an Mbappe jersey, which I'm assuming that's Real Madrid.
Real Madrid, yes.
So he's got the kit on. It sounds like it was a lucrative...
They made some money off Topes.
Trip for you.
Yeah, I saw that the city of Madrid made a couple hundred million in euros off of the trip. And
off of you or off of everyone?
I definitely contributed a significant margin to that.
Yeah, the economic impact study with like an extra asterisk for all Topes.
Now, a lot of people probably drank their weight in like alcohol over there and partied. You're not a drinker. So the way you can justify it if you need to in your head is all these people with these bar tabs, you just sunk it into jerseys and hoodies.
Correct. It's all stuff that I cannot drink, and I will not drink, but I will wear.
And I think we're going to see Toby in some Madrid gear like every day this week.
It's going to come up.
This is like new kid, of you know, first week of school. He's going to rock all the outfits he just bought.
Yeah, back to school shopping.
Out, or are you going to just grab him out of the bag?
I haven't laid it out, but I definitely looked, and I was like, what am I going to wear today? And I went with the Mbappe jersey and a Commander's hoodie.
What do we think we're working with tomorrow?
I'll probably maybe rock the other hoodie I got, which is Commanders and Dolphins, has both on it, the specific game, Madrid game.
I don't love that.
The Dolphanders.
I never love when you've got both. So it's like
the commemorates,
team.
Yeah.
Yeah, to commemorate the game.
I don't mind that one.
Okay. Well, I shouldn't pass judgment until I see it.
Well, that's why I wore this one today. This one is Commander specific.
Do you have another Real Madrid kit that you bought?
I did not. No, this was the only Real Madrid thing I bought. Well, I bought a little soccer ball, but I can't wear that.
You could.
You could bring it in. I mean,
probably give it to Danny's kid or something.
Can I bring something up that's been grinding my gears for a couple of days?
Yeah.
Okay. Our friend Toby Altizer, who just couldn't be nicer. We love Toby. Now, Toki, on the other hand, is an SOB. He's tough to deal with. But Toby, sweetheart.
Yeah, nice guy.
Toby has said on the record, and I need a couple of witnesses here, character witnesses to chime in. Ryan is suspect because he's corporate. He's got his own interests. But Darius, I think, is pretty impartial here. Our guy Toby has said on multiple occasions, it's not that he dislikes Italian food. It's that he would never choose it. Can I get confirmation from Darius or Ryan, please?
That is something that I have heard come out of Toby's mouth.
Yes, it's right. Not his favorite thing. He likes it fine. He doesn't hate it, but he would, quote, never choose it. Ryan, is that fair?
Oh, yeah. He has said that on multiple occasions.
What did Toby eat two straight nights in Spain?
That is an amazing thing. That he went to Madrid to eat Italian. He's sending us pasta dishes? Like,
no,
these
come on.
In Venice?
I love you dearly. My life is better because you're in it. But this has bothered me for 48 hours.
I did think of how hypocritical it was.
Did you hope I wouldn't notice?
I knew someone
would
notice.
Told us on the air while we were at Pupatella that you had eaten Italian two straight nights. And as soon as the segment ended, I was like, Danny, how did you not call him out on that? And I think a listener or somebody was like, did you really not mention that? I thought for sure you'd pounce on that. And Danny's like, yeah, I guess I probably should have said something.
Yeah, so, you know, I was vacationing with my mother.
Yep.
And she wanted Italian food. So she is overseas, doesn't get to get all the different options that she's usually a fan of. So wherever she wanted to go, we were going. And she wanted Italian food back-to-back nights, so we got Italian food. And Danny, I liked the Italian food.
Well, yeah, because it's amazing.
Still not what I would have chosen.
Still the wrong take.
You wouldn't have robbied it. But here's the, so now you're going to make me feel bad because it's like now I'm like insulting your mom for her food choices. And it's like she's doing way more than all of us. And it's way more important what she does than
what
we do.
Won't be the first show mom that you've insulted. Why stop now?
Who's the other?
Oh, you know what you did.
What did I do?
Oh, you remember.
Wait, did I really?
Oh, God, yes.
Dude, look me in the eye. Did I?
No.
Okay. I was like, did I say something mean to Mrs. Clary one time or something like that? Like, what did I do?
You know what you did.
No, I don't. Really?
You know.
Oh, you know about that? Yeah. All right, no, forget. Anyway, the point is this. Who told you? Where was I? Oh, yes. So now you got me feeling a little bit guilty.
Right.
But like, we're in Madrid, when in Rome, let's do what they do in Ireland. You see what I'm saying? Like, why? Yes. Why did them?
When in Rome, what's the Madrid fare?
Right. When in Rome, let's see what, let's find their Swedish food.
So that's why at night, you know, my mom, I tried to do as much Spanish stuff as I could.
Mm-hmm.
But
and Espanol, yeah.
She would prefer to eat around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock,
so like,
somewhere around 6, 7. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's generally not a Spanish thing to do. But at night, I would go out and go to the different market or whatever. And if I was hungry, I'd grab something to eat. I grabbed a picanha steak at like 10 o'clock at night.
Saw that. LB steak looked awesome.
It was fantastic. Yeah. And I wish I could have done that a little bit more.
I wish Danny went and we could have played How Much Weight Did Danny Gain?
Because it would have been a number.
Because you're eating Italian, but you're eating at 9 p.m. and you're just roaming around. And you walk a lot.
Yeah.
So that definitely helps. But best I can tell, walking doesn't help keep up with eating.
Not with me.
Well, not with anybody, I don't
know.
Well, no, hold on. I was telling Danny that I came back lighter.
No way.
Yeah, because he walks so much.
Then you must not have eaten terribly.
I didn't eat
more. You can't outwalk eating badly.
Young people with metabolisms can. Not me. I can't do anything. I can't beat my diet at anything.
There's not unless you're doing 20, 25,000 steps and getting that kind of calorie count, no chance.
I mean, but I was probably walking at least 2 to 3 miles every day.
The other thing about Toby, though, and this is a strange thing that's been the case since I've known him, he does not snack ever. He never really just eats and grazes. You're like a 2-meal-a-day guy.
Yes.
Generally.
Yeah.
And normally, one's like medium and one's a good-sized meal.
Yeah.
But Toby will never go to the market and eat Doritos or something. Like he does not believe in snacks. He's not going to just sit there and munch on something. Is it a meal? Then I'll consider it. Otherwise, I'm not eating. And did you do that in Madrid?
Yeah, I didn't snack on anything. No.
See, that's the difference, Danny.
That's it. That's a big part of it. Like, there's no donuts there.
What's that over there? I'll have one of those, even though dinner was an hour ago. Like, me and you were lockstep on that.
Yeah.
So real quick, Toby, then, back from Madrid, wearing your new gear. Grade the experience.
What are we doing? 2080, A to...
However you want to.
80, A plus. Everything was incredible.
Really?
It was really, really cool. Doc was actually asking me a little bit earlier around the station, like, what was the worst part of my experience? And the only thing I could come up with is it was a bit of a disaster getting out of the stadium. That was the only thing I could come up with.
I thought you were going to say Mikey Sanrastil's punt return.
Well, yes. That was definitely up there. But
yeah. Marcus Mariota's overtime throw. The overtime throw.
Well, there's multiple, right? No, there's one.
A first play of overtime.
It was cool to hear the whole stadium go, see, when Jack Jones did the Ronaldo celebration. That was cool. But I didn't love the fact that it came at the expense of Washington. But leaving the stadium, so instead of, you know, Nats Park, if you're going to go up to the second level, you're going to go up to the third level, there's just one long escalator. Not there. You'll take, like, 4 short ones to get up. The issue is, no problem going up, no problem when there's not a lot of people. When everybody's leaving the stadium at the same time, I thought I was going to get into some sort of issue where there's a crowd of people at the bottom of an escalator, nowhere for me to get off this escalator.
Oh, wow. So
you're just
scary.
Flying into a crowd.
Right.
The stairs are still moving.
I was going to get injured at one point.
Like, really?
It was a little bit scary. Like, you're like, the guy in front of you, like, sorry, but I'm going to have to push you, dude. Get out the way. And that's what was happening. Everybody's pushing everybody. Just make sure they get off the
Jokes
escalator.
Jokes aside, that's so dangerous.
It is dangerous.
My dad, all I've ever thought about is how scary escalators are. Because he was at Yankee Stadium. Someone would have to look this up, but it had to be probably in the mid to late 50s, if I had to guess. But he was at Yankee Stadium, and there was like this school day where a bunch of the schools were there. And there was like this catastrophic thing where an escalator malfunctioned like that, or everyone piled up, and a kid died. Legit. Like, got sucked into the escalator. And my dad was a kid there, and it obviously made this huge impression on him. And he used to not be scared of escalators, but would tell us this story.
Yeah, like,
kids.
be mindful, yeah.
You know, providing this trauma now for me to carry forward.
Sure,
right?
Yeah. 70 plus years later.
I haven't mentioned it to my kids, believe it or not. But anyway, point of the dude's story is, like, that's a real thing. We Joan, but, like, escalators are, that's just a machine that doesn't know when to stop.
Yeah, that was the first time I've ever felt something like that, where you're, you know, 5 or 6 from getting to the bottom, and you're like, uh-oh, there's nowhere to get off this thing. So you're just pushing people and praying that nobody falls down or gets hurt, because it was a cluster at the bottom of that.
Wow.
But well, other than that, the trip was fantastic.
The trip looked amazing.
Yeah,
it really did.
It was really good. It was all walkable, which was cool. There were a lot of Washington fans, Miami fans. It was really cool because I wasn't necessarily a big fan of the experiences, thinking like, oh, you're going to take our American game and put it in some other country. It's kind of stupid. But now that I've experienced it, I kind of liked it. Thought it was a cool way to experience it.
So you feel better about the international expansion of the NFL?
Yeah, I don't necessarily care about, like, is it going to grow in Spain now? I don't really care about that. That's not for
me to care.
Doesn't
help you, yeah.
Yeah, but for someone that got to experience it and go over and explore a new country, but also see a lot of people that you have something in common with, and then at the end of it, go watch a game? Yeah, it was really, really cool.
Now, I've only left the country 2 times ever. My passport does not have a whole lot of stamps. In fact, I just had to get a new passport, and it only had 2 stamps. I went to St. Lucia for my honeymoon, and I don't even know if you count this, but I went to Toronto several times.
I count that.
I've done baseball there. That's it.
Yeah.
So those are the 2 places I've ever been outside of these here, United States of America. When I have left the country both times, I have come back wanting to travel more. The whole flying over the ocean for several hours thing ends up getting in the way, but I guarantee you come back and you get that itch going again where you're like, you know what? I need to, let's go check out fill in the blank place. And I'm, you've done this way more than me where you've been to Scotland 9 times, I think.
All
this
of
year.
A sudden, yeah. I've never been, now I've been
but
a million times.
When you go, the traveling part can be a pain in the ass, but when you're there and you get this new culture and just the experience of it, you're like, I need to do this more.
So my wife is that way where she, like, the instant we get back, she's like, I want to go again. And I'm like, I need a travel break.
To the same place or somewhere else?
Well, she fell in love with Scotland. Like, that's her spot. She adores it. Family ancestry is there. And just kind of lifestyle. Like, that's her wheelhouse. But in general, it's like, as soon as we get back, she's like, where can we go next? And I'm like, I need to not do the logistics of international travel for a huge period of time. I need a break from that. Like, that's so much and so stressful and so anxiety producing. And it's always a home alone moment, no matter how early you are. There's like, you know, everyone in Europe's on strike that day and, you know, everybody's mad. And then this line is wrong. And the next thing you know, your passport stamped and you're pulled out of security with 7 seconds before your flight's taken off. It's always a hot mess. Traveling with kids is the worst. But the actual, once you're there, you're 100% right. It is the most, it's the most awesome thing.
We'll get back to that in a second. You just made me think of something. I was texting with my sister last night because we're doing like our Thanksgiving and our Christmas at her house, like the family getting together. And so I was texting back and forth like, hey, you sure you don't want me to take one of those days at my house? I'd hate to have you have to host 2 events for everybody.
Uh-huh.
Like, hint, you know what I'm
right.
saying? Like,
because that's too much for you to take on.
Right. She's like, no, it's fine. Like, we'll host, you know, and I'm like, but really, we could host one of those. She's like, no, we're good. But anyway, she was talking about like, as we're having this conversation, she's like, yeah, I know it's a huge pain getting all the kids in the car. And I was like, it's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
4 kids in a car, it's the worst thing in the world.
Yep.
And when you get there, it's fine. When you get out, everybody's there. But just like if Toby tonight decides at 8:15, sitting in his house, toes up, watching TV, I want to go watch a movie. I want to go watch Nuremberg. He could be in his car
just go.
In 70 seconds.
Yep.
How long does it take you to stand up, waddle to the counter, grab your keys and wallet, and get to your car? If I said at noon today, I'd like to get everybody in the car and we're going to go have lunch. At 12:19, I'm carrying a screaming, crying toddler over my shoulder going, I don't want these shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst thing. Yeah. So travel, to your point, the whole game has changed.
Yeah. Louis C.K., everyone stay with me, okay, has a great bit.
Boo, again, Danny.
Nope,
everyone's
just saying, the joke itself, no one's endorsing anything else, but the joke itself is one of my favorites, where he talks about the hassle of getting his wife and his kids packed up for the family vacation. Everybody's just so. The right shoes are on. The right clothes are on. Everybody's got the thing they want. The right snack. The right podcast. The right audiobook. The right iPad. The right app. The right thing downloaded. The time where I close that door and I walk around the car to get in, that's my vacation.
Yeah.
That's the moment. the one second.
I would vow to you guys that I'm going to take a trip and I'm going to get out there and just go international.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the but it won't be a family thing probably. Like, I want to take my wife somewhere cool where she wants to go. And it would be amazing to take the kids, but they're going to have to be so much older. So it ain't happening in 2026. That will not be a New Year's revolution.
Oh, thank you.
For me. It's not going to happen.
No. I mean, my guys are old enough, not my youngest, because he's a baby. Anyway, no, but the 7-year-old and the 12-year-old, they could do international travel, and they did it, right, to the point where they can follow instructions.
How is he a baby? Aren't you like 46?
Sure am. But I'm exactly. But the oldest ones, the older ones, because there's a younger one now, the older ones,
mm-hmm.
once you get to the point where you can say, you know, stay with me, we're moving here, this is the line, and there's no, like, I want this. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you don't have to carry them like a football, like Ryan carrying an embarrassing item out of our studio.
It's a football.
Well, you don't have to do that to travel, then they can go. But before then, it's irresponsible, and you shouldn't be doing it. And that's a message not only to you, to everybody. You're now ruining everyone else's time, and then you selfishly expect us all to deal with it.
So, Toby, if they play a game in Berlin next year, you're in.
Love it, yes.
If they play in, we've done the Brazil games, right? Like, is there anywhere you wouldn't want to go? What if they're playing in Japan?
Yeah, I'd be down. It's funny, so I'm used to, actually, the Europe travel isn't as bad to me, because I had gotten used to flying to Australia, or my cousin lives in Guam.
My God.
And it's flown to Guam. Is Toby's passport silly and we don't know it?
His passport's silly.
A lot of stamps. Is that just because your mom's international?
Yeah. So, you know, I was used to 20 hours of travel, a, you know, 10, 12-hour difference in terms of time. Now it's like a 9-hour flight because I connected in Munich last night. I get home at 8 o'clock, go to bed, wake up. I don't feel jet lagged today. It's not that bad flying to Europe.
That's the other thing. So you're already back to normal.
Yeah, I had a hard time
coming
going the
back
other way.
Is easier.
Yeah.
Coming back's much easier.
That would make sense because you lose a day, basically, the other direction.
Yeah, going right or going east is.
Did you sleep on the plane?
A little bit, both ways. But, yeah, it was harder going out there because I get into town around noon and I'd slept like an hour.
Yeah.
And it's 6 in the morning.
Right. And now all you want to do is lay down. And everyone's just getting going and you're in a new city, so you got to go do stuff. It looked like you had fun, man. Excited for you. That's cool. One of those trips where, after the fact, like, I don't know about you, Danny, because we talked about it as a show. We had some possibilities that maybe we'd go. I was glad we were not going for the weeks leading up to this. I just thought it's too much of a hassle, too much travel, and the team is not good. Having seen everyone's experience out there, I am regretful that we didn't go. I'd assume you don't feel that way.
No.
Because then again, you're like, you won't go to Landover, Maryland for a game.
Well,
so.
Yeah. But I'll certainly go to Minnesota or New Orleans or like a
and we're
good
going
place.
To Minneapolis in just a couple of weeks.
I'll go somewhere good. But I'm in favor of travel. I'm weird. I fully acknowledge that. Just you can stop the sentence there. But because there's an event I'm traveling around, that is a cloud over me. Whereas most people can go, I'm taking a nice vacation to Madrid, this amazing city with the place I'd want to go to anyway, and there's also a game. I go, I'm going for a game and there's something else I'm doing. My mentality is weird about that, where I wouldn't be able to get over how bad I feel like this stupid game's going to be.
Yeah, I feel the same way, but A, the game, I'm not expecting it to go terribly. It's two teams with three wins, and also if they lose, it's been 6 weeks of that.
Like, yep. I'd be furious. I spent money on it. Like, I'm watching this losing product, and I'm going, well, they were okay against the Dolphins. Like, That's infuriating.
I think it's because they've literally been losing my entire life. I'm way better able to compartmentalize this now. And also, I have to acknowledge this is a press box Paulson thing. Maybe just because of covering the team or whatever, like my fandom's changed forever.
Yeah, which is understandable.
I don't have Redskins gear, burgundy and gold stuff that I don't wear, the merch or whatever. And so, like, you know, if I went somewhere for a Caps game and they lost, it stings a little bit. But it doesn't affect my mood that, like, as I'm watching, I'm angry, I'm throwing something, I'm going, you got to be kidding me, whatever. But I'm right back to what restaurant are we going to tonight? This is the best trip ever, high-fiving. 47 minutes after the game ends.
Which I get. I mean, to me, my fandom's not the same either because, you know, we make our living off of the team, basically, right? Like, them being good is obviously good for everybody. But it's a different thing where I'm so disappointed in the season that if I'm going to spend on it, like, talking about, like, spending my time, my resources, being away from my family, and the energy.
And it's not just, a hotel in Maryland. I mean, we're thousands of dollars you're dumping into this trip.
This is my point. And for it to be such a letdown game before it even starts, like, 2-8-3 teams going at it, you lose. Hey, you understand there's a risk to it. But you're not booking the trip the week of. You booked it months ago, looking forward to this thing. They're going to be, 7-4 at that point, or they're going to be really, really good, and this will matter a lot. And it couldn't matter less. It's back up everybody. It's Marcus Mariota dueling it out in a 13-13 game headed to overtime. I'd like the whole time I'd been sitting there stewing. This is my vacation. This!
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Let's get to the calls next. People want to hop in on what we were talking about last hour, which was this idea that Washington could be a quick turnaround project this offseason. $90 million to spend, a top 10 pick that could become a top 5, maybe a top 3 pick. Going to have a few picks in the top 3 rounds. Could you see them, Jaden Daniels healthy, weaker schedule, being right back in the 10-win playoff mix, or are they farther away than just an offseason? That's the question on Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Taking you up to 6:30, we're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan. Washington's got $90 million in cap space, going to have a top 10 pick that's looking like it could end up being a top 5 pick. And if things really get squirrely, they could pick in the top 3. Might this be a fast turnaround this offseason for the Commanders, or do you think they're further away? Danny, if I had to bet right now on another really bad season next year or 10 wins in a wild card, I would bet on 10 wins in a wild card.
If I had to choose between the two, I would do the same.
So you think it's likely that they could turn it around as opposed to laying in the doldrums. But I am also working into that equation. You know, I'm typing into the calculator. One of the things I'm typing to get them back to 10 wins is Jaden Daniels looks more like 2024 Jaden Daniels than 2025. Because if he plays at the C level or whatever we're assigning him, and he's in and out of the lineup, this is about what it's going to be until this roster gets a lot better. That's not happening in one offseason.
No, and so but I don't think they're 3-8 bad next year. I think this roster will be better. I don't think it's with a neutral quarterback, a 10-win roster, though. I think last year proved it. We said at the time, you probably graded as a 7.5, 8-win roster. Jaden Daniels makes you incredible. And I think that's hard to repeat. Right, because it counts on every break going your way, and we've been through it a million times. I know people get butt hurt thinking about it, but that's what happened. To me, I think the most likely is they kind of take that intermediate step and get back to that moderate bucket, get back to that just okay bucket, where some weeks they'll look good, other weeks they'll frustrate you, they'll lose a couple that you think they shouldn't, and they'll win one that you think they shouldn't, and they end up around that 8-win plateau. Maybe it breaks right before you get to 9, but I don't see them coming close to what they were a couple years ago because, frankly, I don't think that's attainable. To me, that they'll be improved. And I'm hoping that a healthy Daniels means we get more of those samples that we saw last year.
Let's hit the phones. Do you see a quick fix here for Washington over the offseason? Shane's in Virginia. What's up, Shane? Welcome back to the States.
Hey, how's it going, John? Commander Grant, how y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
Great, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I didn't know Toby's world traveler. Hell, we're going to have to hook up there somewhere.
That's right. You got to get him on that PJ with you and travel the world, man.
Hey, that's no problem. Hey, we can put him on the plane, no problem.
Let's go.
Here's the thing, man. Look, this roster's not getting better. This is not going to be a next year. This roster is going to be worse than this year. You got a bunch of guys that that's not going to be on this team next year. Look, we should have just built through the draft. Our best bet, like you said, Grant, is to finish in the top 3, trade that pick back, and start building through the youth through draft. Let's see what we got. Let's say, look. Question marks on both of the offensive right now, right? With Kingsbury and all that. I think we lose out and it's going to be a complete rehaul. I don't think Dan Quinn can survive losing out the rest of the year. And I don't see him beating anybody. The Giants has improved. I just don't see it. I not at all.
Well, if that happens, then you're taking that number 3 pick, to your point, Shane, and you are moving back. And you're getting a boatload forward, although I think Washington's going to end up being hurt by this quarterback class being
so
bad. You know, there's going to be less in terms of teams trying to come up, less that you're getting for a trade in terms of compensation. But the $90 million is kind of where I'm at, and I'm circling. You know, the Patriots go out and they get Milton Williams and Stephon Diggs, and they spend all that money. Remember what a great offseason they had.
Yes.
They were really aggressive in trying to add talent around Drake May on offense, who's now the front runner for the MVP award with Matt Stafford, and defensively trying to improve what was a bad unit for Mike Vrabel to coach up. And I know that they've been a paper tiger in terms of the strength of their schedule, the fact that they haven't played anybody. But that doesn't really matter when you get to the playoffs, as we saw with Washington last year. You win a playoff game or two, who cares how many teams you beat in the regular season that were worth a darn? And you could be them next year, where your quarterback plays at a really high level. Daniels is, you know, 2024 Daniels, became 25 May, becomes 26 Daniels again. And on top of that, like, you sign the awesome linebacker, the tight end who's really good, and I'm just going to throw another position out there, but a safety who's really, really good. Plus then you draft an edge rusher who has 11 sacks, and you sign another guy who's got 7. And all of a sudden you spent your $90 million and you hit on a bunch of things. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm saying if they conduct themselves well in the offseason, you could see how over one several-month period, like New England, you went from terrible to really good because the schedule got a lot easier, which theirs should, theoretically, next year. Let's go from Arlington. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, boys.
Hey, Kevin.
So I think something that's interesting, if you go back to 2004, Joe Gibbs' first free agency cycle, it was a home run. I mean, that brought Sean Springs and Marcus Washington, and I go on and on, Cornelius Griffin and Phil Daniels. I mean, that formed the nucleus of a playoff team. And I would say the 2024 free agency maybe wasn't as good as that one, but it was close. So I think in terms of that $90 million grant, if there's a willingness to spend a certain amount, I think you can certainly fill some of those starter holes. Now, here's the thing I'm worried about, and nobody's talking about this, okay? Two things. At 3-8 today, we're actually behind the 2023 Rivera Commanders, who were 4-7 after beating the Patriots. And when I look at our schedule going from here to there to the end, I circle the Giants game as a possibility to win. You know, can you imagine if we come out of it, 3-14, it'd just be a disaster. But the thing I wanted to talk about, and I'll let you go. Speaking of Rivera, do you know that the college scouting department of the Commanders, from Gribble to all of his area scouts, that's seven men, including Gribble, they were all hired before Adam Peters came here. These are holdovers from Bruce Allen and Rivera. And I'm sorry, but I look at our draft results the last 2 years. I'm like, meh, other than Daniels. For us to be a draft and develop team, we've got to have world-class scouts. I don't think we do have them.
And I think it's a fair critique. I think,
Kev, thanks, buddy, as always.
It's something they got to look at. I will say, because people bring this up, like, why would he have kept all the scouts? You almost always keep guys through the upcoming draft. So think about how you get hired if you're a GM. Peters comes in here in January. Well, the draft is coming up in May, or April, rather. But you're basically 3 months away. So you're 9/12 of the way there. So the scouting and the reporting and all that stuff is 75% done. They start on that the day after the previous draft. So if you're to just fire that staff and bring in your own guys, you're way, way, way behind, because 75% of the process is complete. Not to mention, now you got all these guys going to other organizations and flooding the talent pool in the league for evaluation, who know all the evals in your own building. If you get rid of really any of those guys, they take that intrinsic knowledge with them. And now on draft night, they're working with the Eagles, and they're saying, hey, when I was there, we had this guy number two on our board, and they still have that scouting director there, you know, this person there, whatever that looks like. So I think that's something to consider. Now, that's why you would keep a crew around beyond that first draft. Then you get after the draft, and you could definitely reassess and maybe move on from some guys. But they obviously think Tim Gribble's really good.
Yeah, I'm just looking this up now. I wasn't aware of the exact details of it, because how often do you look at that? But to Kevin's point, every scout that I just clicked on has been here since like 2017, 2018, from a couple of regimes ago. So the initial holdover makes a lot of sense, but you know, you're also auditioning for a job if you're those guys. Can you prove the mettle? Can you find what I'm looking for? In other words, if I give you the marching orders, I'm Adam Peters, and I go, I want these attributes, X, Y, Z, P, D, Q. You turn me in a piece of paper that says, I found you a guy that matches that, then you actually did a good job. Maybe you are a good scout. Maybe your scouting reports previously were overruled by Bruce, who's a boob, or Dan, who leaves the yacht to make a pick for you, or whatever. Who knew who was doing what when? So it's possible they're good. It's also possible that they're not. I don't. It's really, really hard to say.
And I don't know that one's right and one's wrong, but look at Paul Toboni, who comes in here. Mike DiBartolo stays pretty much the interim general manager, is the only guy. And then otherwise, you know, of the big decision makers, your director of player development, Eddie Longos, is gone. Your assistant general manager, Mark Shalaba, is gone. The guys that were running the draft are gone. You know, he's immediately, it's wholesale. I'm bringing in people to create my vision. Peters brought some of those guys in, but they're working alongside a lot of the people that were already here, which is definitely interesting. Let's go to Ivan in Waldorf on the Fan. Ivan, do you think this is a potential one-off season fix with all the money Washington's going to have and the ammunition of a top five pick they can wheel and deal with?
The short answer to that is no, but I wanted to get you guys' opinion on something you've talked about last week and this week as well. The players getting hurt a lot. I was wondering what you guys think about the idea that what we're seeing in the NFL is the equivalent of load management that they do in the NBA with so many people just being out. This doesn't make any sense.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I don't think it's a guys are just missing extra time because the game doesn't matter as much. I don't think it's equivalent.
Well, is he suggesting that he thinks they're managing the load of the players, or is he saying they should be doing more load management to keep guys healthy?
I don't know if you're suggesting it. I will. I think the NBA, while we make fun of it in a lot of ways, and it's annoying just to, you know, the last game of a road trip or the second night of a back-to-back, they have been forward-thinking and in terms of managing some minutes and blowout games. Like, you look at, for example, let's say Oklahoma City, who's got an MVP-type candidate in SGA every night. Hey, let's just say you don't have it. The other team's not going to all their threes. You're not. It's a 30-point game at the end of the third quarter. Sit Chet Holmgren. Sit SGA. Sit whoever you want, because it's not worth it that night. It's not worth it to run those guys into the ground to try to create some furious comeback to win some meaningless regular season game when you have to play these grinded-out series coming up in the postseason. And you're playing a whole extra year if you do it for 2 years. So, yeah, that makes sense to me. And they've been ahead of the curve on that, whereas they're not in the NFL because it's not the culture. Maybe that comes soon. But I don't think it's a guy with a pulled quad is going to sit out extra long for load management. I don't see that correlation.
I don't have the information to be able to back up my theory, but I have a working theory, too, that the amount of guys that they have that don't routinely practice is problematic. And, you know, when you're not practicing a ton physically and getting the work in, you know, they're having 40-minute practices here, or, you know, very little contact periods because it's a short week, or you're traveling internationally, or you just don't have enough guys that are fully healthy. I think that when you go, you know, bang around in a game, you're less ready for it, in a sense. And I just wonder, like, we've talked about the false starts and some of the penalties and what the lack of practices does for that. I mean, how much of a factor is it for the injury situation? I really hope next year, and again, I don't know how to prove this, they know more about preparing bodies for the play than I do. But I do wonder this, and I'm now wondering it spitballing aloud.
Yeah.
But I hope training camp looks a lot different next year.
I would certainly hope so. An adjustment is presented now, right?
Taking you up to 630, 800-636-1067. We're talking about the Commanders having a quick turnaround over the offseason, getting back into the playoff mix. Do you see it in the crystal ball? Also next, three things I think, NFL edition right here on The Fan.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thanks to Jacob Young of the Nationals for telling everyone that he likes listening to Grant and Danny.
He's a fan. It's cool.
Very sweet boy, that yeah. Jacob Young. Welcome back. You're locked in to G&D, and we are taking you up to 6:30 on this Tuesday. It's a Survivor Tuesday, so go vote. Facebook.com/Grant and Danny right now. You only have about 15 more minutes to get your votes in. You are giving a player immunity. You're kicking a player off the island. Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. All right, three things we think, NFL edition. We can go back and forth here, observations after 11 weeks. I'll start with one from Monday Night Football. George Pickens has been a star for the Dallas Cowboys. He's not one of my favorite players in the league. I find his act to be tired. But, man, has he been good. 9 for 144 and a touchdown, uncoverable against the Raiders' bad defense last night, 11 targets. That was his second game this season with 11 targets, 9 catches, and at least 140 yards, believe it or not. He's got 3 8-plus catch, 130-yard games this season. On the year, 58 for 908. He is on pace for right around 100 catches and right around 1,530 yards in a 17-game season. He's having a monster year.
The team with the 11th best point differential in the NFL might be the best team in the NFL again. It hasn't looked right. It probably isn't right. But the Eagles are 8-2. Their offense has looked inept at times, looked pedestrian at times, looked downright incapable. But that defense is rounding into form. They made an excellent Lions offense look like they'd never met each other, coming off a week where they gave up only 7 points to the Green Bay Packers. And with all the chaos surrounding, with all the problems, all the issues, hoo-hum, here they are again, 8-2 with a chance at home field.
How good is Vic Fangio?
Seems to be good.
Eagles defensive coordinator.
Seems to be very good. How good is Howie Roseman?
Everywhere Vic Fangio goes, the defenses are great. Everywhere. Yeah, Howie Roseman's obviously a well-revered star for all the correct reasons. Second thing I think. I know they're 5-5. I know they're playing the Colts this week and on the verge of being sub-500 with 6 games to play, and they're currently not in the playoffs. My hand never shakes. I have absolutely no doubts that the Kansas City Chiefs will make the playoffs still, even after that bad loss to the Broncos, 22-19. Now, I think they're going to beat the Colts this week at home. If the Colts beat them, the numbers start to get a little hairier. They'd be 5-6. But let's say they beat the Colts, they're 6-5. They play the Cowboys, they win, they're 7-5. They play the Texans, I think they'll be favored in that game, 8-5. In fact, they'll be favored in most of the games they play the rest of the way. The Chargers again, the Titans, the Broncos, the Raiders, kind of the gauntlet in the division of their final month, three of those 4 games against the division, and then the Titans. If I had to bet right now, Danny, I would say they go 11-6 and they finish 6-1 down the stretch. But I am very confident Kansas City makes the playoffs.
I think the team with the highest ceiling in the NFL is still the Bills. Their resume is not as good as a lot of teams.
By the way, that shocks me with their defense.
I understand. I get it. I understand that they've let up 32 points this week against Tampa, 30 last week against Miami. I'm telling you, I know they don't have the best resume. I get it. There's a gear that they've got when they're right, and you saw it, where they go, enough pretending, just give the ball to Josh Allen and let that dude do everything, where you can see the MVP come out, where we're calling run plays for him. It's down the stretch. Now we need it in the playoffs. They're the team I wouldn't want to see. I don't know if they represent the AFC in the Super Bowl this year, but I'm telling you, that comeback against Baltimore, that ass-whooping of the Carolina Panthers on the road, that offense this past weekend against Tampa, I think when they're at their best, nobody can beat them. It's how often are they at their best?
three things we think, Grant and Danny on the Fan. This won't happen, but I think the Las Vegas Raiders should move on from Pete Carroll at the end of the year. One and done. Pete Carroll's 75 years old, I think, and I don't bring up his age to say that he's not capable as much as I do to say the reason you went and got Pete Carroll, the oldest head coach in the NFL, and Geno Smith at quarterback, was to elevate the floor, right? That's what those guys were going to do. Keep you from bottoming out so you're not terrible the next couple years, build up the program, and then 3-4 years from now when the culture's set, maybe go get somebody else. It didn't happen. They're 2-8. They've won once since week one. They've lost 8 of their last 9 games, just like Washington. They got doubled up by the Cowboys last night. It isn't working. So just hit detonate, man. Get younger at quarterback. Go find your coach of the future and try again. First offseason with Spytek, the GM, and Brady running the show, it did not go well for the Raiders. Don't keep walking down this path. Just try again. Blow it up and start anew.
Myles Garrett, this is something I think, isn't talked about enough. I know they're terrible and they lose every game they play because Cleveland's a disaster and it's a shebangus. And who knows if they should have moved on from him or traded him or something. But I know that he's worth every penny. He's the defensive player of the year again, leads the league in sacks, leads the league in tackles for loss, among the league lead in every other category, has multiple games now where he has 5 and 4 sacks over the year. And it's not just a Brian Arakpo against the Raiders thing. It's against anybody good, anybody bad. Sacks fast guys, slow guys, pocket passers, pocket movers, running quarterbacks. It doesn't matter. That guy is an absolute beast. What a transcendent superstar he is. As good a defensive player as we've seen in this league in some time.
Grant and Danny's three things we think. Next, we had a he said, stare down over if a player spat on another player, then a film review of the sideline view, saliva seen midair. Quite the controversy with the Bengals and the Steelers. Next on Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.